here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 8th of February, 2011. It's the birthday of the poet Elizabeth Bishop, born Worcester, Massachusetts, 1911. It's the birthday of Jules Verne, born in Nantes, France, 1828, the father of science fiction, author of Journey to the Center of the Earth, Around the World in 80 Days. Jules Verne, who wrote his stories by candlelight, stories about modern airplanes and automobiles and tall buildings where people use electricity to listen to the radio and send faxes. It's the birthday of Kate Chopin, born St. Louis, 1850, author of many short stories and two novels, including The Awakening in 1899. And it's the birthday of John Grisham, born Jonesboro, Arkansas, 1955, author of legal thrillers. John Grisham, who worked at jobs he hated when he was a teenager. He did plumbing, worked on an asphalt crew, sold men's underwear, watered bushes, which made him serious about going to college and then to law school. He hated being a lawyer. He dreamed of ways to get out. And then one day he was loitering around a courtroom, listening in on the trial of a young girl who'd been raped. He said her testimony was gut-wrenching, graphic, heartbreaking, riveting. Every juror was crying. I remember staring at the defendant and wishing I had a gun. And from that, a story was born. It became his first novel, A Time to Kill, and then he started in on his next, called The Firm. When the film rights to The Firm were bought by a Hollywood studio, John Grisham quit being a lawyer. He said the day he closed his office was the happiest day of my life. The Firm spent 47 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. It was the best-selling book of 1991. His most recent novel, The Confession, came out last fall. Here's a poem for today by Susan Thurston, which she wrote in response to the poem Daily I Fall in Love with Waitresses by Elliot Freed, her poem entitled Daily I Fall in Love with Mechanics. Daily I fall in love with mechanics, with their smudged coveralls and names embroidered over where their hearts just might be, Pete, Stewart, Ray, Chuck, Butch, and thick-soled boots. I love how they jack up my car and press the pneumatic drill to my tires, and with hip press lean into the whir of liberation, nuts and bolts falling, released from so much spinning and holding everything tight in place. I feel their hands roughened by spark plugs and washer fluid, yet sweetened by overflowing oil pans, slide over me. Their arms and shoulders remind me of deep river valleys and other places where we could tumble after setting the parking brake, fumbling and clutching so melodiously. I am left grateful for their engine knowledge. Daily I fall in love with mechanics, with their grease-smudged bad boy grins, and come hither wide-opening garage doors. They tell secrets in the pit, and I want them, I know them. They slip belts back into place, their legs diesel dark. They have lovers or spouses or children or all. They are strut-bearing, reliable. They know how timing belts twist. Their toothpick-punctuated grins reassure you they are giving you the best deal in town and would not let you drive without checking all your fluid levels. Daily, I fall in love with mechanics. They are better than free air, want my vehicle to be safe and sound, but they never travel far enough before pulling the next car into the station. A poem by Susan Thurston, Daily I Fall in Love with Mechanics, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.